buzzing round my bedroom, because my bedroom was right next door to theirs.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. So I'm just saying, that's one.
Why
that's
do they? Why do they whiz round when what? They when they die? Why do spirits whiz round when they die?
Because they're going, where am I going?
Are they?
And they're whizzing round, aren't they? Am I going down? Am I going up?
No, no, that's Carl. Oh, no, but I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah, but it's not going to be easy, is it? How do you think it works?
It doesn't work. But once again, it's not proof of anything, Carl. Mm. Beyond the fact that you were a child in bed.
Why did your dad ask what time she died?
No, it just sort of, you know, what do you say to someone when it's awkward, isn't it? When someone gives you bad news, so you just think, well, can I ask?
What time
did she die?
What time did that happen? Sorry?
No, just, you just go, oh,
exactly what time did she die?
My wife passed away.
Yeah.
What time exactly?
No, not exactly. He just said, oh, that's bad. When did that happen? Like, what
and he said, well, thanks for asking.
Quarter to 11. Quarter to 11. Quarter to 11.
I remember.
What did he say? What did they say last night? Was this weird, isn't it? Convenient, aren't they, all these
it
stories?
Is, or is it? Or, yeah, I mean, it's either that's exactly what happened, Rick, or he's misremembering the actual
I don't know which one to plump for.
But I tell you this, though.
Go on.
You know, if we're talking about ghosts and that.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, Ilda.
Yeah.
Choose your bog standard old woman.
Right.
I think that's on the gravestone.
I know, yeah.
No,
did you do the eulogy?
No, you know.
That's great.
You
what can we say about Ilda? Bog standard old woman. Right, there's sandwiches at the bar.
That's the most insulting thing you could ever say.
There's nothing.
Let's just think about
Hilda lived her life. Thank you for coming to celebrate the life of Hilda.
Who died at 10:45 specifically.
And was a bog standard old woman. Are we burning or burying?
But anyway. But she lived to be quite old.
Mm.
Which annoyed you.
And but yeah, no, in a bog standard way.
But this is what I was saying about us all living too long and stuff. It just makes it worse when it does come to us being a ghost.
I don't know what you're talking about
that
again.
That sentence made no sense.
Just, if you are going to be haunted, right, say, I know you're going to say, well, I don't believe in them, so I'm not worried, so don't be going on about it. Mm. But say, like, you know, your new place that you've bought, you move in, and you go to bed, and there's something moving about the room.
Mm.
You see it, it's a ghost.
Oh, no.
Okay, no, let's, for the sake
more
of
likely,
argument...
A Siamese cat called Ollie.
No, because that's probably got its own room, hasn't it? But what I'm saying is, would you prefer to have an old person moving about looking at you, or just a young person? I'd prefer a youngish person who looks normal and is sort of floating about, and you go, all right.
That looks normal, floating about.
No, but an old woman would really scare me. Some ghosts are always going to have a bad reputation because they look scary because they're old. So that's...
You talk absolute shit.
That's all I'm saying, so...
Can you believe
going...
we ever charged for this?
No, but look, if we are going into another life, right, after this...
Which we're not,
we
but
move
yeah.
on to another life.
Yeah.
We're not going to move on. That land, say if it is like another world, where we go and we plough fields and we grow
croppage.
We grow crop.
Crops.
Crops, if you want.
Yeah, well, I would like to use the English language.
No, there's too much fruit about, so just a crop. Just something we need
too
to get
much
by.
Fruit about. He's got an answer for everything.
That's
so we grow
I'm
some crop.
Yeah. So you grow your crop, and now, if we're all going into that other land or world or universe, old, who's going to do the cropping?
Oh, God! Oh, you... I've never heard so much crop in my life.
It's a load of old crop.
I had to go for an ultrasound, right?
Isn't that what you do if you're pregnant?
Yeah, but they do you know I've had kidney stones?
Are you expecting?
We talked about it in the other podcast and that we've done, right? I've had a kidney stone. I don't want to go on about it. It was painful and that.
Well, you are going on about it.
Yeah, and it was nothing.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It's routine. Don't worry about it.
It's not routine. Why did I have to keep going back? You're questioning me.
You're getting into a routine. Keep going back. It's better than working it. You don't have to sell the book. No. Holiday or hospital. I don't know. I'll just say that we've got a book out, right? The World of Carl Pilkington. It's out now. When he goes on holiday the first week, right? He's in and out of hospital. It's doing no good. He's got to go in again. He goes away with his family like twice a year. Goes away with Suzanne's family twice a year. He's now said he doesn't want to do any press for it because it's boring, or he doesn't want. Why aren't you plugging the book? I mean, if you're an author, you've got to get behind it.